Let me let you into a secret. If you want to be a business owner, then you need to get used to learning. Because even once you've launched and are running your business, every day is a school day. You learn from other business experts, from your peers, from your clients, and from your own experiences. So in this episode, I'm talking about getting into a learning mindset and the topics you will soon need to get your head around. Are you ready to learn? Then let's get started. Hi, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and not so long ago, I navigated my way out of a successful corporate career to launch my dream online business and haven't looked back. Now I live a life of freedom and work where, when, how, and with whom I choose. I created this podcast to teach you the strategies that I learned and share the knowledge and tools I needed during my journey to business ownership, so you can make your move out of your day job faster, smarter, and with greater ease. Think of me as your mentor, teacher, guide, and cheerleader through the highs and lows of the career to entrepreneur roller coaster. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur feeling trapped, unappreciated, or unfulfilled in your job and long to break free to build a business and life you're passionate about, you're in the right place. The best time to start is right now. This is the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Career to Entrepreneur Method podcast. And we're continuing with the focus on each of the five pillars that make up the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Those pillars are mindset, preparation, habits, learning, and strategy. And this time it's pillar four, learning, that takes center stage. Now, I've always loved learning, and I also love teaching, which is a big reason I do what I do. It comes naturally to me to be reading, doing courses, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, and generally soaking up knowledge wherever and whenever I can. And if you want to be a business owner, I believe you have to enjoy learning, or at the very least, not mind it. Because not only do you have a huge amount to learn at the start, but your life as an entrepreneur is a continual learning journey. So you need to get used to learning and having that as part of your life. So choose the way you learn best and stick with it. Now, I know if you are multi-passionate, learning new things will not be a problem for you. But in your learning, you do need to have some kind of order, or you'll find yourself jumping around from one topic to another, and there is this danger you're going to get stuck in learning mode forever and never actually create your business. So my advice would be to get a good basic understanding of business in general so you can choose the direction you want to take. And then follow the methodology of an expert you like and stick with it. Because when you start learning about business, there are so many strategies and ways of doing things, all of which can work, but most can wait until you're more experienced or further along in your business. So what kinds of things are you going to be learning? Well, first you have the business startup basics, because when you're in business, particularly when you have your own business and you haven't got any staff, you're going to be wearing lots of different hats. So things like finance, legal, marketing, social media, branding, sort of operational issues, compliance, the list goes on. And even if you plan to outsource some of it, you need to have a basic knowledge yourself. Otherwise, you won't be able to direct the people who are working for you as contractors. So I'm going to give you a top tip here. If you're not sure about what your business will be yet, but you want to start learning, or even if you do know what you want to do, I would focus your learning on marketing. Because whatever business you have, you need to have people for it. You need to attract people. You need clients who are going to buy from you. So it is essential you understand marketing techniques and ways of selling. Unfortunately, it is the one thing you can't really ignore. Even if you have other people doing certain things for you, you still need to know the basics. Another thing you're going to need to learn more about, is the business you're starting. So you might have a lot of knowledge already if you're basing it on something you've already done as a career, or if it's something you've done as a hobby for a long time, or it might be something that's a bit new to you. So maybe you're going to take an area of interest and become a coach, or you're going to teach, or you're going to do something different with it. And you might have a particular set of skills. So you might need to go and learn that or go and do some further study. Although in my experience, you don't need to learn as much as you think you do. Sometimes people feel like they need to go out and get that qualification. They need to go and get that bit of paper that says that they are something, when actually they have everything they need already. But that's a whole other topic I will certainly talk about in another episode. You also need to learn how to be a business owner, because it's a different way of working from when you're in your job. Mentally how you work and just practically how you work as well. So you can learn about different styles of working and decide what is going to work for you. So how are you going to learn about all this stuff? Well, obviously there's land of Google and you can Google things and look things up. Try and find people that you have you feel they resonate, what they talk about resonates with you, and learn from them. Try not to learn from too many people because, as I said before, they can be lots of different ways of doing things that don't really work well together but can work well on their own. Choose the ways that work best for you and stick with them. Things like you love reading, so you can learn from books and articles and free guides. If you like listening to things, then you could listen to podcasts. Obviously, you're listening to podcasts now, so this is something you might be interested in. There's lots of business podcasts out there. Obviously, I want you to continue to listen to this one as well, because I'll be talking specifically about starting that business alongside your job and then launching it to leave your job. Of course, YouTube is a fantastic resource for all kinds of learning, but particularly you can learn about business there as well. I do have a YouTube channel, so if you prefer to watch me rather than just be listening to me, then do check that out. I will put the link to it in the episode description. I'm going to be putting a lot more videos on there this year, so if you get in there early, you'll be able to see them from the start. There's a few on there now, but I will be focusing far more on YouTube this year as well as the podcasts. You can also do courses, memberships, coaching. You can get a mentor. So there's lots of ways. I think particularly to learn about entrepreneur ways of working, you need to meet other business owners. So join networking groups on and offline and try attend some events as well while you meet other people. This will all help you become more familiar with that world. The bottom line is learning is going to be a big part of your life as a business owner. So start getting into a learning mentality. Choose the ways you like to learn and get started as soon as you can. Now, I was listening to podcasts, reading and watching videos about business and entrepreneurship for at least 2 years before I actually left. I was soaking it all in. So even if you're not planning to start a business this year, it's never too early to start learning about it. Okay, that's it for this episode. I'll be getting deeper into all aspects of learning and business startup and living the entrepreneur life on this podcast this year. So if you don't want to miss out, then go and follow on or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or Google. And if you're listening to this on my website, there's a link to each of those platforms at the bottom of this page. That's it for this episode. And remember, if you don't try, you will never know if you could have succeeded. Don't wait to get started. This is your time.